The Money Show. The Markets.
On to Gary McNamara, Portfolio Manager at Sunlum Private Wealth. Gary, we are from the start of the APSA Cape Epic, which starts off on Sunday. This is not your kind of thing. You prefer epic stock markets, I think, to bicycle rides through the countryside, I guess.
Absolutely, Bruce, but yeah. And we've had a good time of it, I must be honest, over the last 18 months from the depths of the pandemic. And it hasn't been a terrible day today, quite a mixed day, but yes. Definitely prefer markets to riding the bike, but I'm certainly the exception to the rule.
Now, when you look at the sort of profile of stock markets and you look at all of the ups and downs, it looks a bit like a cross-section of what the cyclists are going to be doing on the Cape Epic. And we are, by the way, coming to you live from the Team APSA Zone at the APSA Cape Epic from UCT on This Money Show. It's brought to you by APSA Corporate and Investment Banking, the bravery to imagine and the will to get things done. So, Gary, today it was certainly the turn of the hospital shares. They did all of the work today in taking the JSE back above the 67,000 level.
Absolutely. We had a trading update from Mediclinic where the top line revenue growth on the previous quarter, which was pretty much in the depths of the pandemic, was up significantly, about 15% revenue growth, and they were above the pre-pandemic level from a revenue point of view. And I think what really excited the market was that they made the comment in the update that they are starting to see elective surgery coming back again. And a lot of these hospital groups have been really inundated with COVID cases, the Netcares, the Life Healthcares, the Mediclinics, and the government hospitals. But with that comment, people are really starting to see that, and that's where they make their margins. And the margins on the update was up from 12% to 15%. So across the board, Mediclinic was obviously the biggest performer, 11.5% up. Netcare 6.5%, and then Lifecare. So they were really all beneficiaries. And we've been really waiting for this elective surgery to start coming through. And they made the announcement today in the trading update that they are starting to see quite strong signs of that. And it's reflected in the margins coming through as well, which are very good.
And it's also very good for the independent business owners who are the medical specialists who need to get theatre time and can't during pandemics. And so they actually end up losing quite a lot of income as well during this time. It's something that often we forget. Overall, a positive day for the JSE, lifted by those hospital shares. There wasn't too much other news about. What we are seeing, I beg your pardon, Gary, is some really quite robust commodity prices. Platinum group metals are doing nicely. They're a critical part of our commodity basket, and the risk of US interest rates seems to be fading a little bit, and that's been quite positive for the currency, which has trended a lot stronger since Wednesday.
Absolutely. Well, starting with the currency, we're back at the same level as we were against the dollar at the 1st of January. So we're 14.65, and it's very much commodity-driven. We've had a windfall on the taxes with commodities, and as you say, they were under a little bit of pressure 3 weeks ago, and they've recovered very nicely. Platinum metals, your basic iron ore and copper up very strongly. But in the background, you've still this very strong debate between what they call transitory inflation, where it's really supply chain management issues, where they think once COVID's behind us and we get back to normalization, inflation will come out of the system. Or is it more of a long-term factor where there hasn't been investment in capacity, manufacturing, the mines? You know, we were talking about the lithium and Anglos really being very disciplined in a very high commodity cycle by not investing in new mines. But whether that's going to lead to inflation down the line because there's a shortage of commodities, that debate's still ongoing, and that's got a big impact on the interest rate outlook for America, and that view is very divided at the moment.
Gary McNamara from Sunlum Private Wealth, tonight's market commentator, on a day where the JSE went back above 67,000, the currency continued strengthening, and the return of elective surgeries to private hospitals boosted the share prices, particularly of Mediclinic, but Netcare and Life Healthcare also saw gains today.